Our first panel today, first panelist today, or a case law update from Professors Beth Miller and Doug Maul. Beth is, as many of you know, a professor at Baylor. She is a former chair of the business law section of the Texas Bar, but also a chair of the ABA's LLC partnership. I always get the name wrong when you put all the unincorporated entities together, and has won awards on that. She's a well-known author in this space that's so important to all of our practices. Doug, likewise, is an author, published professor in the area of unincorporated business associations. He teaches at the University of Houston Law Center. He has the distinguished honor of being an alumnus of the University of Virginia. I'll get out my little Wahoo Why in today. And but then he had the misfortune of going to this lower tier law school called Harvard, as opposed to sticking around in Charlottesville. Anyway, so much for my jokes today. These two professors hear it all, see it all, and I'm sure they're going to tell us all. Thanks.
I guess we're okay.
Yeah, this is good.
Good morning. This is the fun part for Doug and me. Every year as we are slogging through hundreds of cases and culling them down to I don't even know, many, many dozens of cases to summarize for the materials, we question our sanity and wonder if we can get through it all another year. But the cases are interesting. We couldn't make this stuff up if we tried. And we always learn a lot, and we have fun trying to narrow it down to a few cases to talk about at the presentation. But you will see that your materials contain a very lengthy survey and comprehensive survey of the cases in Texas dealing with partnerships and LLCs during the past year. And it's in the first tab, and these are the materials for both part one and part two of our presentations. We have part one this morning, and then stay tuned for part two this afternoon when we will continue to talk about selected cases. So we're going to start out this morning with some cases that provide some drafting lessons, address issues of the limits of limited liability, direct types of liability of members and partners. And then this afternoon, we'll continue with more cases dealing with reverse veil piercing and charging orders and fiduciary duties and derivative suits. And we may not get all the way through our slide presentation again, and aren't attempting in any way to cover all of the cases in the materials. The materials are for your perusal and aren't something that you'll want to start on page one and read through page 248, but there, you know, there are topics, headings that will help you find the cases of interest to you with respect to particular issues, and so we hope it will be a useful resource to you. So every year, so someone said, oh, you've got the duck slide again. Yes, every year we have this duck slide because every year we have a half dozen cases or so dealing with this issue, the issue of the, you know, so-called de facto, informal, inadvertent partnership. And so there, you know, were a handful of cases, again, as there are every year, and they are summarized in the materials, not really any showstopper. To call out in particular, but Doug's going to kick us off to, you know, by reminding us of this, you know, area, and we'll sort of sum up what the case law this year looked like, pretty consistent with prior years, and then we'll delve into some specific cases again, providing drafting lessons and insight into liability issues, et cetera. So, Doug, if you want to pick it up with If It Walks Like a Duck.
Sure. Well, good morning. So as Beth mentioned, we always have cases on, you probably recall from law school or perhaps in your practice that a general partnership is really the only business organization with two or more owners that you can stumble into, even if you didn't know you had one.